What if all the village were vampires? Gabriel Garcia Marquez woke up on a sea bench in Barranquilla, Colombia, next to an Australian critic recommended by Borges, but did not know why they were there. The complex waters of the Caribbean flickered like ancient candles. Garcia Marquez had suffered dementia caused by experience, but now his brain tided clear like a sunlit harbour. The critic said, "You live for 30 years in Mexico City. This place is near Aracataca, where you were born and your grandmother brought you up. You said it was due to her impassive manner in telling impossible stories that you developed your technique, magic realism. But I don't know if you or I want to discuss that concept, as we're probably both overused to it." The term was first used by the art critic Franz Roh in Germany about painters. He praised some as not expressionist, as welcomely bizarre because photographic. That was in 1925. It always seems to me good that those banana massacres perpetrated by the Colombian government for the US United Fruit Company were so seminal in your work. They remind me of Goya. Marquez focused, now more interested than polite. "I guess you could call Goya a magic realist, but you are correct. I would not have wanted to discuss terminology with you. It would be the CIA I needed to discuss and by which I was haunted. Borges told me you were helpful about conservative infiltration, understood his Nobel Prize ambivalence. Of course, I received one. And the US finally let me travel there because President Clinton said 100 Years of Solitude was his favourite novel. I wonder if he also liked my description of how they gunned down Allende, how Allende tried to defend himself for 6 hours with a submachine gun Castro once gave him before they shot his face into a burst banana. His wife was not allowed to see it, but they called it suicide. I have heard that Castro was your friend and very well read," the critic nodded. Marquez looked at him for irony, but saw that there was only childlike earnestness, careful concentration in his eyes. They were very fine eyes with almost Latin astuteness, but his body had a northern lack of eagerness of hope. Why had Borges found him so soothing? Is Congress for Cultural Freedom 1966 funding of the Mundo Nuevo magazine, the critic asked him, still troubling you profoundly? You said it made you feel like a cuckold, to be used as a left-wing foil for right-wing propaganda. However, you'd let them serialise solitude. But be fair to yourself, they had also duped the young Neruda. And a cuckold is not the worst thing an ambitious man can be. The problem with being a cuckold, you see, Marquez explained quietly, as that it is a permanent condition, not dependent on any refreshing reality like sex. In terms my grandmother might have employed in her tales, once you know there are vampires in a village, you are never sure at what point the entire town becomes comprised of vampires. And then, my good new friend, what if all the village were vampires?